Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. And good evening. You're visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're glad you've joined us in the new Dark Hollows Press studio. Donna Wright has Heather Brainerd, Terry Austin, and Christy Corbett on the couch this evening as these authors tell us more about themselves and their latest releases. And Aunt Magnolia, I heard she might swing by and say, Heidi. There's updates on the Romancing the Smokies event on March 19, 2016. Mallory Kane will share the latest info in the romance industry at the bottom of the hour. All that is this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your premier proprietor for this evening, Donna Wright.
Hey, this is Donna Wright, and I am so excited to have you here with us tonight. I am so excited because it's just been a great day, and I hope you've had a great day, too. Unfortunately, Aunt Magnolia is under the weather, so I'm hoping that Mallory Kane will just hang around a little bit after the news and we can chit-chat. There's just so much going on. As far as Romancing the Smokies, I've got some news on that. So I want everybody to stay tuned. We've got a great show for you. In fact, we're going to go ahead and get with this show, and we are going to be speaking with Heather Fraser Baynard. And Heather, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Are you nervous about being on the radio?
Oh, just a tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit. Well, it's so good to have you, Heather. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Dreamshade?
Well, this is a young adult paranormal romance. It takes place right around Halloween time, so I thought it would be pretty appropriate to discuss that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's basically a ghost story.
Well, now I'm scared.
It's not a scary ghost story. The premise is that our heroine, who's a high school sophomore, she starts seeing strange things in her house. And she enlists the help of a couple of friends to help her sort of figure out these mysterious things that she's seeing. And as a result of their investigations, they start to unravel a mystery that goes back, to about the 1880s, 1890s, that era. So it kind of takes place both in the present day and in the Victorian era at the same time.
Hmm. Well, that sounds really interesting. Now, is this your first book?
This one was my second release. It's the first book that I ever wrote, but the second one that I ever published.
Usually, now that's really great because usually we don't publish the first things we ever wrote.
Right.
So that's
great. You're right. It did take quite a bit of polishing after I published my first book. I then went back to this first one that I had ever worked on because it really, you know, it's where it all started for me.
Right.
And it really, it's always been in my heart all these years. So I went back and revisited all of these old friends from years ago and sort of was able to breathe some new life into their story and completely rework it. And I'm pretty pleased with how it turned out.
Well, I think that's really great. I have to tell you that actually Leanne Tyler, who is not only a fabulous author, but she's also our producer here at Hummingbird Place, actually did sort of the same thing. She had a book that she had had on the back burner ever since I've known her, which was 1997, and released it and is doing very well with it. And it's her River Road, Secrets of River Road, that is popular right now, that's out right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It really is. And, you know, I've thought about some of the things that I have done in the past and thought, could I rescue those things, you know? But I have this thing where I believe that it's easier to give birth than it is to raise the dead. So that's kind of where I am with mine. So what's next for you?
Well, in addition to Dream Shade, which was the only published book I have at the moment that I wrote solo, but in addition to that, I've written and published several books with my writing partner, who happens to be my brother.
Oh, wow. That's different.
Yeah, I know, it is. But this goes back to when we were kids growing up. We used to just tell each other stories and do a lot of imaginative play when we were little. So we just kind of in the past few years resumed that and turned it into working on manuscripts and sending them back and forth to each other and building upon each other's stories. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a paranormal mystery series called the Jose Picada PI series. Now, it's not romance per se, but
right.
But our main character of those books, her name is Josie, and she's a private investigator. She has her share of romantic woes, shall we say.
That's always fun.
It is. She's, you know, constantly getting herself in and out of kooky relationships. So it's been a lot of fun to write that series with my brother. And we have three books in that series currently published and one more on the way.
That's exciting. And when we get back, we're going to ask Heather Frazier-Bernard to please tell us a little bit about Driving Blind Productions right after this.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Jackie here.
From Jackie
and
DeBera.
That
and Dark Hollows Press.
That's Charlie. He's my friend. He's my bud. I asked him to help me with this spot.
A shapeshifter.
He really likes his job.
A were-cougar.
Does that sound too dire, he asked. I said it sounds a little dire. But he's excited, so what do you do? But the gist is this. I've got a new, sweet short story coming out this Thursday.
And with it, a tide of primal danger.
October 29th, called Queen of the Hollow. I'm pretty excited, too.
Queen of the Hollow.
Did you name it Queen of the Hollow, he asked. I did, I said. Why, he asked. Well, you'll have to read it to find out. So watch for it, won't you?
Queen of the Hollow by Jackie DeVera. Available from Amazon.com and wherever fine ebooks are sold.
Tide of Primal Danger. I think I'm going to write that one down. You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com, and talk to me, Jackie DeVera. The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
It is your home for romance. I'm Donna Wright, and on the couch with me, Heather Fraser Bernard. Is it Bernard?
It's Brainerd, actually.
Brainerd. I've wondered if we had that right. And is it Fraser or Fraser?
Fraser. Yep, you had that one spot on.
All right. Now, tell us all about Driving Blind Productions.
That's basically my blog and website that my brother and I both contribute to, my brother being my co-author, David Fraser.
And is it just about the books that you were telling me about, your cozy mysteries?
Oh, my goodness. It's a little bit of everything. We do talk about whatever we're currently working on. We do author interviews, and we also just kind of write about what interests us. Over this past summer, I did a summer travel series talking about the different places that we visited all summer long, and that was everything from New Orleans to Disney World. So that was pretty fun. And we do a lot of, giving shout-outs to other authors that we know, helping them promote their works as well.
Right. That's one nice thing about the author community is that, for the most part at least, we're all trying to help each other.
Yes, exactly.
So now you live in New York.
I do.
And you have a crazed pug terrier, is that correct?
Yes. We live in upstate New York, and several years ago, we adopted a pug terrier mix, and she seemed a little bit high-strung when we first adopted her, and we figured once she got used to us and got used to the house, she'd settle down. Well, it's been 5.5 years, and she has not settled down yet, but she is the sweetest, most wonderful thing, and I'm surprised that you haven't heard her in the background yet this evening.
Now, sometimes that happens. I don't normally get my dog that makes the noise around, but I also have a cat who, while I'm on the air, will try to get on me and do the little pudgy bread. You know how cats do the little kneading, so to speak. And
oh, yeah.
So, and I call her the pudgy bread monster because she don't care. She'll pudgy bread you, man. She means it. And she's monstrous
so
about it. Well, you know, I live dangerously, you know. I live
I
with a pudgy bread monster. Yeah. So now you're a stay-at-home mom. You've got three amazing boys.
I do.
But at one time you decided to leave the insurance industry and do diapers.
I did, yes. I went to school for anthropology and then did a total change, and my first job was in the insurance industry, handling workers' comp claims, which just might be why my private investigator, Josie, character has a past career being in the workers' comp claims industry. So anyways, I rose up through the ranks in the insurance industry and decided to leave that behind and stay home and do daycare with my mom and my sister. And that's when my oldest was born. So it was really, really great. That allowed me to be home with him when he was little. And at the same time, he had tons of playmates around in our daycare.
Well, I think that's fabulous that you were able to do that. I would not have been able to do that. I would have killed myself first.
Well, you know, working with my mom and my sister, we all kept ourselves sane, kept each other sane. So it worked out really well.
I understand. Okay, Dreamshade is the book. And you need to run out and get it today. You don't need to wait till tomorrow. There's no reason that you can't just switch over real quick to Amazon, pick up Dreamshade. Now, if I want to reach Heather Fraser Brainerd, I can do that at drivingblindproductions.wordpress.com. So everybody remember that. It's kind of a fun name. And Heather, we have loved having you. Thank you so much for being with us on Hummingbird Place.
Well, thanks for having me, and happy Halloween.
And happy Halloween to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Heather Fraser Brainerd.
If you're looking for honest reviews in a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to abcmagazine.com for more information. Affair Decor, it's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
Let's just keep everything rolling. We have got another author with us. Her name is Terry L. Austin. We're so excited to have Terry with us. And Terry, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about His Kind of Trouble?
Well, hey, Miss Donna. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Sure.
His Kind of Trouble is the second Beauty and the Brit series. All the heroes are British. It's set in Las Vegas, and it involves three sisters, the Campbell sisters, and I think you come to love them at the end of each book that you're a little I hope that readers are a little sad to leave them. I know I was sad to leave them when I quit writing. So,
you know, it's hard for us as writers because sometimes we really do get passionate about our characters.
Yes, they're like real people, but almost better because we can tell them what to do. They're not like kids that, you know, they just sort of ignore you.
Amen, sister. So, Terry, now this is not the first book in the series.
This is the second book in the series, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the first one.
The first book, it's called the Beauty and the Brit series. They're all sort of, I had a little fairy tale in my mind. The first one is definitely a Beauty and the Beast tale. Allie Campbell is struggling to keep her family together, and the hero, Trevor Blake, is the only one who can help her, but, of course, he's not going to do it for, you know, out of the goodness of his heart because he doesn't have a heart because he's a beast. So, yeah.
Oh, bless his heart, so to speak.
Yeah, he's like the Grinch. He has to grow a heart.
Oh, man, that's so hard.
It is. It hurts. But, you know, it's the characters are better for it by the end of the book.
That's right. Now I'm assuming that you've got you call this the Beauty and the Brit series. How many books are you planning?
There are three books in the series. There's a novella, and I think I'll write at least one more novella for this series. And then I also write a cozy mystery series. I had a book release last week, and then the romance, His Kind of Trouble, releases next week. So I've been in like a whirlwind of book releasing drama for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
It's, you know, people do not realize how hard it is for us sometimes.
It's just a lot to, it's just a lot of, you know, plates up in the air that I'm trying to juggle. So, but it's fun. And it's always fun when a book comes out. It's, you know, and sort of, it's alive. It's in the world. Yay.
Yay. I totally understand. Now, you write for source books, or do you write your cozy mysteries for them as well?
No, I write Henry Press for my mysteries, and I write my romances with source books.
Now, I have actually heard of Henry Press.
Yeah, I've been on once before, actually. It was lovely to...
That's where I heard of it.
Yeah, that's where you heard of it. Yeah, actually, we're a little hopping sort of boutique cozy mystery press. It's a lot of fun.
I'm sure it is. Now, tell us what's next for you.
Well, I have a series coming up about... I apparently like foreign heroes, because my next series is going to be about Irish expats living in Chicago. So I'm very excited about it. They're all sort of in an underground fight club. There's a pub that they all go to. It's just this whole sort of universe. It's fun to create.
Well, it sounds amazing. I'm just trying to figure out what you mean by an expat.
An expatriate, someone who has moved from Ireland and now lives in the United States.
And they call that an expatriate?
Yeah, an expat. Mm-hmm.
Never heard that before. I thought maybe you were going to tell me that, you know, he was brought up in the IRA or something, you know. I mean, I didn't know.
Not Northern Irish, just Irish. No, expats. In fact, I've got friends who live all over the world, and they sort of have, and they what they consider like in a little expat community. They're in Australia or Japan or Thailand, and it's where people sort of, you know, go together and have Thanksgiving, and, you know, they all kind of get together. It's like a little community of expats who sort of share something similar, you know. So I know all my friends who live abroad always, like, have a big Thanksgiving dinner, even though they have to take off work because no one else celebrates Thanksgiving.
Huh. Now, let me ask you this. So how many is going to be in that series?
Five that I know of now.
Five. I just don't know how you guys can sit down and go, I'm going to do five books.
You know, I just have these characters who are always talking to me, and I keep saying, I'll get to you. You're going to have to wait your turn.
And I know they don't like to wait, and I understand that. But I'm just not the type of person. I write by the seat of my pants.
Well, and I do too, but I usually have a general sort of vague idea what direction I'm heading.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of times when I get around to the third chapter or so, I can actually write a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
And I will at least know what the dark moment is, and I will know what the what's happening next.
Right.
And
that's
I will
helpful.
I'll get to a point. No, that's okay. But I was going to say, I'll get to a point where I'll write a scene, and then I'll write what the next scene is going to be. And I might write out two or three, you know, just sentences about the next few scenes or whatever.
Yeah, I've learned to do that, too. You know, writing on spec, though, they sort of like to know that you have an idea that, that you know where you're going, that you're not going to be stuck. So I've sort of learned to kind of go ahead and write that synopsis before I've written anything else, yeah.
Well, I turned around and I did that. I wrote three. I wrote this novella, and I wrote two other synopses for other novellas to go with this one to kind of make them a whatever. Anyway,
trilogy.
Thank you. Or a collection, whatever you want to say. And anyway, bottom line is that I've never gotten around to the other two.
You know, I hear that a lot. People say it sucks the magic out of the writing.
And not only that, let me tell you something. The second one I have started about six times, literally. So, as you can see, I'm having a lot of trouble with that one.
Yeah, is that what happens? It just sucks the fun out of it for you, and you sort of are like, I know what's going to happen. I don't have to write it now.
Yeah, I mean, I really do get that way at times.
Mm-hmm.
And people have said to me, why don't you, Kate McKeever, perfect example. She does this huge, huge plot thing, and she uses sticky notes, and she uses a poster board, and she writes this down and that down and puts all these sticky notes everywhere. And then she'll sit down and she'll write this huge entire scene by scene, chapter by chapter thing. And I'm thinking, you've already written the book, girl.
Yeah, that's a problem for pantsers. We don't like a roadmap. We like to just stop and look and, oh, let's go this way now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we are on the couch with Terry L. Austin, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. Something More by Mia Farrell. Loving a biker and his adult film star brother came at a terrible price. With her autistic toddler, Rachel has her hands full trying to make a new life for them in a quiet little town. When her former loves walk into the restaurant where she works, it's clear that they'll do whatever it takes to convince Rachel they belong together. The Three Graces, Book 3.0, Something More by Mia Farrell, out now from Dark Hollows Press.
And we're back on the couch with Terry L. Austin. Terry, if I want to reach you, what is the best way to do that?
Probably terryl.austin.com. Or
Excellent.
You can look for me on Facebook. I also have started blogging for reality TV on All About the Tea, so I'm all over the place.
It sounds like it. Now, His Kind of Trouble comes out on November 3rd, which is next week.
Yes.
And you are very excited about it. Are you planning on having a release party?
I don't. I'm usually writing or meeting a deadline. I wish I had time, and especially with back-to-back releases, it's been sort of hectic this time. So, fun but hectic.
I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry L. Austin. Terry, thank you again so much for being with us on Hummingbird Place.
Oh, thanks for having me, Donna.
It's always fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Terry L. Austin. Her latest book will come out on November 3rd, which is next Tuesday, by the way. His Kind of Trouble is part of her Beauty and the Brit. Is that what she said, Beauty and the Brit series? I do know that sounds like a really cool series because, I mean, what is more fun than thinking about a guy with an English accent? And here is someone who knows all about all kinds of accents because she is a world traveler. We are letting her in the house. She is sitting on the furniture, not out in the gazebo. Ladies and gentlemen, Mallory Kane. Mallory?
Bonjour, Donna.
This is my French. I love it when you speak French. Tish, that's French.
Oui, how are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. Had a fabulous day today. How about you?
Great. Me too. I had a wonderful day.
Good.
And now I'm snuggled in with my coverlet and my glass of wine.
And let me tell you something.
I'm feeling really good on the couch.
There is no cyber wine for Mallory.
No.
She has the
real thing.
Well,
real
now I have heard a rumor that you are going to be talking about the NINC conference and some things that you learned while at NINC.
I am. I want to do that for the next few weeks to share all of the great information that exploded my head.
Did your head literally explode?
It literally exploded.
So your head
like
literally Literally exploded.
Literally.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the news, and then we'll talk to you about your poor little exploded head. Ladies and gentlemen, with Romance News, Mallory Kane.
Thank you, Donna. I want to begin tonight by giving everyone a piece of news that will be interesting to almost all authors and to many, many reviewers and readers. Iconic Uber reviewer and good friend of mine, Harriet Klausner, died on October 13th at age 63. Harriet was Amazon's number one reviewer with an incredible 31,014 reviews at the time of her death. A former librarian and self-acclaimed speed reader, Harriet read 4 to 6 books daily. I've visited her house several times and seen manuscript piled as high as a New York editor's desk. She was intimately familiar with almost all romance writers and could name all the books by them that she had reviewed. In 2006, Harriet was named by Time magazine as a Person of the Year under the heading of Influences on American Taste and Culture. To quote Time, Harriet Klausner is part of a quiet revolution in the way American taste gets made. The influence of newspaper and magazine critics is on the wane. People don't care to be lectured by professionals on what they should read or listen to or see. They're increasingly likely to pay attention to amateur online reviewers, bloggers, and Amazon critics like Klausner. And for me, she was a dear friend, a brilliant reviewer and writer, and her presence on this earth will be sorely missed. As Donna said, I plan to spend the next few weeks on the Hummingbird Place radio show talking about Novelists Think and its conference at the Trade Winds in St. Petersburg, Florida. Novelists, Inc. is NINC, N-I-N-C. You can find information about NINC at its website, NINC.com. That's N-I-N-C.com. Well, as I told Donna just now, I came home from the conference looking a little strange. If you've seen the commercial where the people's heads explode, that was me after 5 days of listening to the industry professionals and amazingly successful independent authors talking about how best to market your independently published book. As I told Donna, my head literally exploded from all the information. I want to start this first review of the NINC conference by saying, if you're a published author and you have in the past, are now, or are contemplating in the future, publishing independently, well, Novelists, Inc. is for you. NINC, as the organization is affectionately called, brings our many voices and talents together for one purpose, to help each author maintain our writing career throughout a lifetime. Novelists, Inc.'s story is one of networking and strong success. Okay, this first week, I'm talking about metadata. If you're online at all, you should know what metadata is. You may not. I did not. But I should, and so should you. So metadata, in a nutshell, is data about data. The use of metadata on web pages can be very important. Metadata for web pages contains descriptions of the page's content, as well as keywords linked to that content. These are usually expressed in the form of meta tags, and a meta tag is a tag or a coding statement in HTML, which is the language of web pages, that describes some aspect of the contents of a web page. So the information that you put in a meta tag is used by search engines to find that page and index it so that whoever is searching for the kind of information your page contains will be able to find it. Okay, a little bit wordy there. For instance, my webpage, MalloryKane.com, might contain metadata that tells the search engine how many Harlequin Intrigues I've written, 38. What Harlequin Intrigues are, romantic suspense, but also romance, possibly thriller, and maybe mystery. All of those are legitimate meta tags, or sometimes you'll see them as tags or tag words for the type of book I wrote for Intrigue. I could also include the words contemporary, hero, heroic, love story, and who knows how many others that would describe my particular type of writing. So your metadata will contain your web page's description and summary, and it will come up in search results through search engines. Now, that means that the accuracy and detail that you put into thinking up your meta tags are extremely important, since that information can determine whether the searcher decides to visit your site or not. And now, here's a fabulous tip about meta tags and metadata. When something about you or your books changes, change the metadata to reflect that. And don't do this just on your web page. Don't forget your social media site, your bios, and anywhere else you or your books are described. Keeping up with your metadata and keeping it updated is one of those fabulous things that is actually free, if a bit time consuming, but it can make a big difference in your discoverability. So don't feel like you're too busy to update your metadata on all your sites. It could be very well worth it and could increase your profits for your independent publishing career. And that is all the specifics I have for tonight, Donna. Have you got your metadata updated?
No, I didn't even know what it was until you started talking about it.
There's a lot of meta words in that description.
I know. It's meta here, meta there, meta everywhere.
I know. But basically, it's everything that describes your web page, everything that describes you. And it should be everywhere you are online.
And I'm sure that it should be. And I totally understand that. Unfortunately, I have no idea what I'm doing, so it's a sad situation.
Yeah, that's when it's nice to have someone that's doing your web page who knows that stuff. This is only one of a lot of things that actually don't cost anything that can help you get discovered and therefore make more money publishing your independent books. The trouble is, you have to know about it and have time to do it. And we're going to talk about more of this next week.
Okay, well, hang on there. Don't go anywhere. I got something to tell you.
Okay.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
I have some exciting news. J.K. Ensley's table is full with readers at Romancing the Smokies.
That is exciting.
Hello.
That is very exciting. J.K. Ensley is a great writer.
She is. And I have one silver sponsorship and 8 gold sponsorships left. And that's all there is.
Wow. That is not very many.
Nope,
somebody better get on the job if they want to get a gold sponsorship. Or especially a silver sponsorship. Those are in
They're in very, very short supply. So that's the way it goes.
Well, I'm really happy that I'm a silver sponsor, I must say. I am already happy that I have done that. I'm looking forward to the reader event, Donna.
I think we're going to have a good time because we have just got so many wonderful plans that are starting to take shape, and I'm very, very excited about it. I have to be honest with you. I'm more excited about it now than I was, I think, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting more exciting almost on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Mallory, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it. And watch those meta tags.
We'll watch those meta tags. I do have one thing that I want to tell everybody before I move on. Aunt Magnolia was supposed to have been here tonight, but she was out in her socks and her house coat. And unfortunately, in East Tennessee weather right now, that wasn't a good idea, and she's under the weather. So everybody be giving nice thoughts and prayers to Aunt Magnolia. I know that she would really appreciate that. We will be back in just a moment with Christy Corbett right here on Hummingbird Place.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com.
And we are so excited to be here on the couch this evening with Miss Christy Corbett. Christy, tell us all about A Mountain Maine's Redemption.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Oh, we're so glad to have you. Now, I want to ask you something. This says A Mountain Man's Redemption. I have a funny feeling it's supposed to be A Mountain Man's Redemption.
It is. It's A Mountain Man's Redemption, yes.
Well,
it's
tell
a man.
Us all about that.
Well, it is about a fur trapper in 1886, Montana Territory. And 18 years ago, before the book begins, he suffers a tragic loss, and so he decides to abandon everything he's ever known, and he turns out to live the solitary life of a fur trapper. And then the book picks up 18 years after that, and he has been roaming ridgelines and riverbanks in Montana Territory, and he's gotten tired because he's in his 40s now, and he is tired, and his confidence isn't so much as a youngster in the fur trapping industry, because living outside is tough. And so he decides that he has done being a fur trapper. He's going to cash in his last bundle of furs and buy a cabin and basically live out the rest of his life alone. And on his way to turn in his last bundle of furs, he sees a body-shaped lump wrapped in a quilt, and that changes absolutely everything that he had planned for himself.
Wow. So he is really, I mean, I noticed you used the word redemption. Is this an inspirational?
This is. It's a new way for me to reach a little bit different reader. It's part of an anthology, and the other authors were inspirational. And I'm a clean writer, and so it wasn't that much of a leap to just go a little bit inspirational.
Yeah.
So this, well, yeah, this is definitely new for me, but it's, yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Now, you used to work in television.
I did. I was a TV producer for, at first I worked in Green Bay, Wisconsin as a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 10 o'clock news editor, which was extremely stressful because there's no moving time when the story needs to be done and edited. Yeah. When the story needs to be done and edited, you need to be ready. And then I moved to the other side of the building, basically. I moved to Minnesota in Duluth, and I worked in the creative services department, which is the people who make commercials.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically like working in a zoo of just wild and crazy fun. And I wrote and produced over 300 commercials, and I also wrote and produced a weekly local realty show, which was 50 houses, and I would deal with a real estate company to put that on the air every week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now that sounds like fun.
Dealing with a lot of people.
And now you're in Oregon.
Yes, we are in Oregon.
And you are married with twins.
Yes, they're 10, and they have been threatened if they interrupt this interview. They have to do my chores and everyone else's chores for a whole month.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully it'll be quiet. Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not interrupting you either. I just want you to know I'm not interrupting.
Exactly. You don't have to come and vacuum.
I mean, no, you're scaring me. I don't even do that either.
No, I'm saying you don't have to. This is good.
Oh.
I love chatting
with
you.
Okay, great. Well, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to be right back with Christy, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about her life and about what she's into right after this.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
Hey, Jackie here.
From Jackie
and
DeVera
and
Dark Hollows Press.
That's Charlie. He's my friend. He's my bud. I ask him to help me with this spot.
A shapeshifter.
He really likes his job.
A were-cougar.
Does that sound too dire, he asked. I said it sounds a little dire. But he's excited, so what do you do? But the gist is this. I've got a new, sweet short story coming out this Thursday.
And with it, a tide of primal danger.
October 29th, called Queen of the Hollow. I'm pretty excited, too.
Queen of the Hollow.
Did you name it Queen of the Hollow, he asked. I did, I said. Why, he asked. Well, you'll have to read it to find out. So watch for it, won't you?
Queen of the Hollow by Jackie DeVera. Available from Amazon.com and wherever fine ebooks are sold.
Tide of Primal Danger. I think I'm going to write that one down.
That's our Jackie. Jackie DeVera does have a new short story out. You've got to have it. And if you don't go buy it, I'm going to be very, very disappointed in everybody who listens to Hummingbird Place. Okay, let's get back to Christy Corbett. Christy, what is in your future?
Well, first, I think I forgot to tell what was actually in the quilt that the aging fur trapper finds. I don't think I gave the full description now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, you go right ahead.
Yeah, the aging fur trapper, he's trucking across Montana territory, and he's set to not be a fur trapper anymore, and he's on his way to turn in his final bundle of furs and get all his money and buy a cabin, and then he finds a quilt, and what's wrapped inside turns out to be a battered woman and her infant son on the run from a ruthless abuser. And so 70 miles of snow-covered mountain peaks and wind-swept flatlands stand between them and safety, the woman's aunt's house. So he takes on the task and the decision of, do I help this woman and her son, or do I go ahead with what I already had planned for my life? And he faces a pretty monumental choice.
And it's really monumental for someone like him who has basically checked out of life.
Yes.
You know, I can certainly see that. So, of course, we know he's going to help her. And is he going to fall in love with her?
Actually, no. She is only 17, and he is in his 40s. However, where they're heading, the woman's aunt's house, there might be a little potential there.
Ooh.
And I've already heard from a few readers that the story ended and I need to carry it on a little bit. It comes to a satisfying conclusion and it ends and everything is fine. However, a few readers have notified me that they would like to know a little bit more. So that's always nice.
That is very nice.
I'm thinking about maybe carrying it over into a second book, which I hadn't planned, because it does come to a full ending and every storyline is resolved and everything is wrapped up. But I didn't expect it, but people really enjoyed the characters, which is very nice, very, very nice.
Yes.
This is my third book, so I'm still very new as to how everything works, and I'm pleasantly surprised to hear from readers that they want more.
Well, now tell us about your other books.
Well, my first one is Along the Way Home, and it's about a family and their trail guide traveling the 1843 Oregon Trail. And then the standalone sequel is called Tainted Dreams, and it's about settling a land that hasn't been settled before in 1843 Oregon. And what happened was I had heard so much about the Oregon Trail, and that's all you ever learned in elementary school is Oregon Trail, Oregon Trail, Oregon Trail, and then they made it, the end. And nobody, it's very complicated once you got there to actually settle and do the land claims and just settle where there wasn't white men before. And that's Tainted Dreams focuses on that. And now third is not connected to the first two books in any way. It's just a completely separate story in Montana Territory, and it's also part of the Christmas Hearts of the West collection, which is five stories are in this anthology. So you can buy it as part of the anthology or as separate, just by itself.
Now, you're in an anthology, so who are the other authors?
It is... I'm the newest one. I'm very new compared to all these other ones. Heather Blanton, Suzette Williams, myself, Leah Atwood, and Patricia Packjack Carroll. They are all very well established and very well known, and then there's me. I was very fortunate to be invited to participate in this anthology, and I've learned a lot. I really appreciate each of the four other authors. They've been very kind to me.
Now, I had Heather on earlier this month, I think.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I think the day it released, possibly October 12th. That sounds right.
Yeah, that does sound right. Let's see. Yeah, we would have been here October 12th, so that might have been. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, I do so many of these every week that I don't remember everybody who's... I remember a lot of the names. But somebody will be on and they'll say, yeah, I've been here before. And I'm like, oh, great. Welcome back. It's just, you know, I mean, it's just a constant influx of authors that come to see me here at Hummingbird Place. And I love them all. I've had very few, if any, I don't think I've had any, actually, that I would not have back. I mean, just, you know, it's just been so wonderful having everyone. Now, Christy, I know Heather writes inspirational. So you're saying, now, A Mountain Man's Redemption is this part of this anthology? Is this the one that's in the anthology?
Yes, The Mountain Man's Redemption is in the anthology, and I would say that it's a lighter inspirational. It's not.
Uh-huh.
I think there's one Bible verse in it, and it's not pounding your Bible and stories like it, it's not a story like that. It's just kind of a he just learns about something or learns about the way that he had stopped living.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of brought back around by the faith of the young girl who has faced so much and is still such a believer. And he had faced so much and he chose not to be a believer anymore. And she kind of brings him around and he's amazed by everything that she's faced that she still believes. But it's definitely not as, I definitely would say it's not on every page, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, I think that what is happening, and maybe you can shed some light on this if you know or however, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Okay, let me start again. I'm the host, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
So anyway, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that there is a new trend in Christian publishing. It is outside the Christian Booksellers Association. It is people like me who think that we need to be more realistic in what we write. And my question for you is, do you think A Mountain Man's Redemption would fit into what I'm saying?
I would say before I decided to write this story, I looked at a ton of reviews of other books in kind of this genre. And I noticed that a lot of the more negative reviews was that the characters didn't seem real, that they seemed too perfect, that they never had bad thoughts or thought poorly. Or just they were just too syrupy is one of the words that kind of struck out at me. And I would say both my characters are very imperfect, trying to live, trying to just go forward. But they're definitely not syrupy, saccharine sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it deals with a tough subject. And I have heard from readers and early readers that it does I did it well with how domestic abuse and domestic violence can affect character. And I've been told that I reflected that well. It was such a tough subject. And a woman from the library, actually, our local library, was very helpful in helping me find resources to accurately reflect both how the abuser and the abused feel and think on the inside and their justifications for why they're acting the way that they do.
And there's a lot of... one of my good friends, Hallie Bridgman, writes outside of the CBA, and she writes some really good stuff. And in one of hers, there was actually the heroine was beat up, and she described it, which she could have never done under CBA guidelines. So,
yeah, it's not very descriptive because it is clean, but, I mean, there's some stuff that happens that's pretty harsh, and when he finds her wrapped in a quilt, she's hiding. And she's hiding because she has been hit a lot, and she's finally decided, I'm not going to take this anymore, I'm out. And so it's also her story of how she finds her courage to stay away.
I think that sounds wonderful. I can't wait to read it, A Mountain Man's Redemption by Christy Corbett. Christy, thank you so much for being with us. If you would like to know more about Christy, you can go to christycorbett.wordpress.com. Christy, thanks again.
And thank you so much for having me and for all that you do to help authors spread the word about their books. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, my new best friend, Christy Corbett. And so now we are going to talk about what's coming up next week. But first, you have to listen to this. And you have to listen really, really close because there's going to be a quiz.
Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter... A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for.
I am very excited to tell you that Kathleen Ball is going to be with us next week, and I always love having Kathleen on. She's funny and she's smart. You're going to enjoy that. Also with us, Lindy Walker and Anita Quick. I'm very excited about next week. I hope you are too. Do not forget to have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Stay warm. It's starting to cool off in my area, so I'm sure it is in a lot of the other areas around the country and around the world because we are listened to not only here but in Australia and England. All over the world. So I'm excited that it is Monday is over, not necessarily because the show is over, but I just hate Mondays. So, but everything is good and going well. So I wish you the very, very best. Don't forget to read a romance novel this week, at least one, possibly 10. Now, and that's all I've got to say about that. So have a wonderful week. This is Donna Wright for Hummingbird Place. Goodbye.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.